From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Logan Weiss is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The 178th Columbia County Fair kicks off August 28th at the Columbia County Fairgrounds in Chatham. The fair will run through Labor Day, September the 3rd, and features a variety of vendors, entertainment, rides, and animals. The annual event is hosted by the Columbia County Agricultural Society with multiple sponsors, including A. Colarusso & Sons, Incorporated, the Hudson River Bank & Trust Company Foundation, and Columbia Green Media. Angelo Nero, Secretary of the Columbia County Agricultural Society, said the fair this year will have 150 vendors, all offering a wide variety of products. Scheduled events include the Demolition Derby, tractor pulls, truck pulls, a rodeo on Monday, musical entertainment, hypnotist, and much more. Traditional fair favorites such as Children's Petting Zoo and several animal shows will return this year. A wide variety of food options will be available for guests, Nero said. The Demolition Derby will take place at the Grandstand August 29th and 30th, and country rock band Parmalee will perform September 2nd. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Ariel Zangela is reporting for the Daily Freeman. The state Supreme Court September 7th will hear an appeal of a decision that found the nominating petitions of 19th Congressional District candidate Dal Lamanga invalid. Lamanga and fellow independent candidate Diane Neal filed appeals after the State Board of Elections last week ruled their petitions were invalid due to insufficient signatures. Neal's appeal will be heard August 30th. According to the Board of Elections, Lamanga of Clinton filed a petition bearing 4,235 signatures. Of those signatures, 1,592 were determined to be invalid, leaving him 857 signatures short of the 3,500 necessary to secure a place on the ballot. Neal of Hurley filed a petition with 4,181 signatures, but 1,852 were ruled invalid, leaving her 1,171 signatures short of the 3,500 required. A third independent candidate, Lucia Parker of Sullivan County, had her petitions ruled invalid in early August. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Rachel Silverstein is reporting for the Times Union. The New York State Assembly will hold four public hearings this fall on the authorization of adult marijuana use. The Assembly will seek input from the public on proposals to create a regulated marijuana market and also learn from other states that have legalized the drugs. New York has lagged behind neighboring states on the issue. Vermont and Massachusetts recently legalized the drug, and New Jersey is expected to do so in the near future. Governor Andrew N. Cuomo announced in August he would assemble a working group to explore the issue after a state health department report concluded that the positive impacts of a regulated marijuana market in New York outweigh the potential negative impacts. The hearing followed a well-attended assembly hearing on the topic earlier this year. Assembly member Crystal Peoples-Stokes has sponsored a bill to authorize, regulate, and tax the adult use of marijuana statewide. Read the full story in the Times Union. Dylan Dwyer is reporting for Boston.com. Two New England-based almanacs have released long-term predictions for how severe the winter will be this year. The Farmer's Almanac, based in Lewiston, Maine, is predicting the coming months will bring colder than normal temperatures to the northeast and more than normal amount of precipitation. The almanac announced August 26th, and I quote, "Winter will hang on with stormy conditions up through the official start of spring, especially for the East Coast," end quote. The Farmer's Almanac predicts the majority of snow will fall in January and February, and the frigid temperatures will arrive in mid-February. At the same time, the Old Farmer's Almanac, based in Dublin, New Hampshire, is forecasting that the eastern states will experience a warm and wet winter in 2019. Above normal levels of precipitation are predicted, while below normal areas of snowfall are forecast for areas that normally get snow, according to the New Hampshire publication. While the Farmer's Almanac says a, and I quote, "mathematical and astronomical formula developed in 1818, end quote, is used to formulate its predictions, the Old Farmer's Almanac says its forecast is developed from a, and I quote, "secret formula," end quote, drawing on solar science, climatology, and meteorology. Read the full story at boston.com. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXE website, wgxe.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.